Podcast. Each episode, we discuss one of music's greatest albums from Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 list.
The list is being created for this 2020 list is like, here's how we got to this place with music, and here's what is influencing today's music.
It doesn't sound like a 70s album at all. It sounds like it's still Dylan's, you know, folk rock from the 60s.
They all try and capture something about what it means to be human, and I think get into justice in their own ways.
There are pop elements, but there are so many rock elements, guitar solos and heavy drum beats and all those other things.
You know, my little bit of beef with it perhaps not holding up real well, I'm willing to get over that. It's probably because this is music that's from more recent history.
Not only are there really, really good tracks, they go together well.
Unlike the White Album and a couple of the other double albums that we've tackled, I don't see a lot of fluff here.
Having been more familiar with those and then hearing this and liking her originals more, just how good she is.
Pet Sounds is something more than that. Pet Sounds does not strike me as an album that sparked a thousand other albums. Pet Sounds seems like it stands on its own.
It is so influential.
Let's hear it number one, I guess.
Brought to you by two guys with no credentials.